Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Leo has
Love
good taste.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. You can check out our blog on divaabdul.com. And on we have a Facebook page, Diva Days of Our Lives. And you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and subscribe to us on iTunes. And tonight we have Marianne here.
Hi, everyone.
And where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me on Twitter at Mama underscore Hooch.
And we have Miss Jen here tonight.
Hi, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay, and Miss Anna's taking the night off, and you can find her at Causey Hooch. And we'll also give a shout out to our friends at Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka, and they've been appearing back on Twitter lately, so that's nice because they Bob tends to spend more time now on Facebook, so but they've been tweeting us lately, so you can follow them. And also at Coslo Lauren and at Teo Pangalis, at Kill Trip USA, and that's our buddy Ian Buchanan. And I also recommend at Paul Telfer because he tweets whenever Xander's on the show that day, he tweets out a song that's the theme of the day. And some of them are quite interesting, so I'd recommend checking that out. So I was very excited to do the show today because we had a lot of half-naked men all week long. I mean, I cannot remember that many naked guys on the show. I mean, I'm probably going to forget somebody. There was that many. We had Xander was just, shoot. Uh-huh.
All the time. Yeah.
He was shirtless, I think, every single day this week that he was on. And when Leo saw him, Leo's jaw hit the floor, like we all did. So we had Xander, Leo had a shirt off, JJ, Rex, Greg Vaughn was. Yeah, Eric. Yeah, and Eric also had like a wife beater on. That was pretty hot too. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it was just a fantastic week.
They all found a reason to take their shirts off. I know, it's funny.
Well, because you're sitting there laughing. It's January in the Midwest. Marianne and I are dealing with snow right now. I mean, it's not as bad as they said it was going to be, but we still have. I think right now
it's
probably have about 3 inches. It's a wet snow. But yeah, I got a good 3 inches going on right now. I have my wine still and I have my cookies. So if I need help, I'll tweet out some help if anybody wants to drop off more wine and cookies for me. But I think I'm going to be okay. That's how I prepared wine and cookies and like. Charge my portable chargers. That's pretty much how I prepared for it because I lose my electricity a lot. But so far so good. We're all good.
Yeah, even 10 to 13 inches is like that's no big deal here. we've handled that already before. So
if we would get that,
let's just get over a foot.
Yeah, where are you at, Jen?
I'm in Cornwall, New York.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, they might get it worse up there.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not getting too bad, but it's still a little warm out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be like 10 degrees here tomorrow.
Oh, my. Oh, that sucks.
You're not kidding.
Well, stay inside, watch football tomorrow.
Yeah. Go Chiefs, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, we're cheering for the Chiefs for our friend Anna, who's a big Chiefs fan. And Mary and I hate the Patriots, so we're hoping for them
yeah.
to lose.
Yeah. Now, is this
no matter who they'd be playing?
Still the playoffs.
Still the playoffs.
Yeah, these. Yeah, it's the AFC and the NFC championship games are tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, another game is what, the Rams and the Saints? Is that who it was? I don't pay attention
Rams
to NFC
and the Saints,
that much.
Yeah.
So that should be a good game, too.
I don't care. Yeah. as long as the Patriots lose, I don't care. So, yeah.
Yeah. Everything's all good. I had to basically binge watch 2 weeks of days to get caught up because I was in Florida last weekend. So I'm really confused what happened when. But I did want to touch on the Devereaux family dinner and how awesome that was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was nice. Let's
see. Yeah, so we had Chad basically tricked everybody into going. Mm-hmm. Abby thought that her dinner was with Chad. And I'm not sure how he got JJ and Jennifer there, but Jack flat out admitted Chad paid him $10,000. So the dinner was...
I think he called JJ. He called JJ. JJ was in on
JJ.
It, I think. Yeah,
okay.
He called JJ to help him. Yeah, I think that's how it was, if I remember right. But yeah, and he paid. Yeah, he did pay Jack to be there.
Yeah, so it was a very dysfunctional dinner. I mean, they were showing great stories, and everybody was laughing. Their main story was going to London to see a play, to visit JJ, and there was a lot of quoting going on between Jen and Jack, and it was very romantic. I actually really enjoyed that part, and man, it's such a change with Jennifer. I mean, she just sparkles so much when Jack's around. It's like a totally different person, absolutely different person. And, but I mean, I think things were still awkward with the kids. None of them were happy that Jack admitted he was basically paid to be there. So we got a long way to go. With getting the Devereaux family back together. But still,
and
Eve's
not helping.
Eve's not helping.
No.
Yeah, she's still trying to sleep with Jack and come in between them. And Jennifer's starting to get a little desperate, trying to get Jack back before something happens.
On days, why is Eve chasing Jack? That's my question.
Is it just to get back at Jennifer?
I don't know.
I don't think she has feelings for him.
No, I don't think so either. I don't know.
Yeah. And she
just
was sniping at Brady a bit, too. Yeah, I mean, Brady tried to warn her she was going to get
Brady.
Hurt. Yeah. And then Eve was getting on Brady because he saw Brady and Chloe were getting closer, which he denied.
Yeah.
But this is,
which it seems
this is
like
long-
they are.
Yeah, but the thing is funny because this is probably the longest Brady's been single in a while.
Don't give him time.
And I
liked how Chloe ran into Rex. Who was like the old Brady, which was they were the original Brady and Chloe.
I kind of like Chloe and Anna together.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought one time they were going to go there. They kind of was like, you know, she was being friends with him, but I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, they'd be a beautiful couple, but I just don't know what they would have in comment other than Holly. I don't know.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind seeing like Rex and Chloe and getting them back together. They always had pretty good chemistry.
Yeah.
He's too dumb.
He is dumb. Oh, is he dumb? So he sleeps, you know, sleeps with Mimi, and then he sleeps with Dak was out of the blue when he said Noelle.
Yeah.
And I thought, then my mind went, Noelle? Oh, okay. That was Neil's daughter with Liz.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awkward.
So because of it.
Rex. Yeah, Rex basically is a scumbag.
Pretty much.
Really? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And he's so delusional. He thinks he's going to win back Sarah. And Sarah's not someone, she doesn't seem to be a forgiving person. So I think she's parking
up
the
wrong
tree. No.
Yeah.
She's pretty feisty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Eric and Sarah were getting closer, and it looked like they were about ready to kiss. And then Rex comes in, and then Rex and Sarah gets upset, and she leaves. And Rex wants Eric to help him reconcile with Sarah, which I don't know why Eric is agreeing to this. I guess he probably doesn't think he has feelings for Sarah or something.
Do you think Eric kind of has feelings for Sarah?
I think he does, but I think he doesn't want to admit to it yet.
Admit.
It just seemed weird to
me. Right.
Yeah. That he
there's
like,
another brother.
Didn't turn him down.
Getting in between.
Yeah, we're gonna have knockdown fight
brother.
Now between Eric and Rex.
Rex over Sarah.
So,
but
yeah, so Jesus. Yeah, and then Sarah came rushing back when she found out Xander was alive. So Eric went after Xander, and she stopped Eric from basically setting his throat. He had a knife on Xander, and Sarah called the police and had Eli arrest Xander, who was actually dressed at the time. He was wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that one cute part. First time Sarah met Xander, she was sitting down having breakfast, and Xander comes into the room and just takes the muffin right out off her plate and starts eating it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. She called him some nasty name or something. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was funny. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you guys saw the spoilers. Yeah, the spoilers.
Yeah.
Xander and Sarah are going to have sex next week.
Yeah. Well, that's Sarah. She just... I don't know. And then Eric finds out, I think, and he's all upset with her.
He's mad.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
that's what leads
he
up
turns
to that.
Down.
I think they're both pouting.
Yeah, so Xander gets arrested, and then Rex, Eric, and Sarah start playing darts at the pub, and Rex Rex asked Eric to leave, pretending
I know.
urgent text message, and Eric did leave. But it was a real text message saying that Xander was freed and the charges were dropped. And Rex tells Sarah that he sent Eric out to give him alone time. And that's when he admitted he slept with Noelle and she left. And then she shows up at Eric's apartment. And basically she says she wants to have revenge sex on Rex so he knows what it's like
to
be on the other side. And they start kissing. And apparently in the spoilers, Eric turns her down, and then she turns around and sleeps with Xander.
Does Xander go all the way with Leo? Oh, no.
I believe he doesn't.
What do you think?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
I don't. Yeah, because it kind of just ended with him, like, throwing him down. Kind of, Leo went on top of him on the bed, and that was it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, Xander, how are you going to get out of this?
So Sarah might be my new hero. Yes, I think Sarah's my new hero for sleeping with Xander.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was Kate because Kate sleeps with all the hot new guys in town, but I might have to.
How did Kate meet him?
For real.
Santa was here. And says, yeah, how did Kate miss that one? Well, wait a minute. Just give her time, maybe. You know. Yeah. give her time.
That's true. But yeah, Kate's not the one to get somebody second, though. She usually gets them first.
Yeah.
So anyway, next week we can all bow down to Sarah for having sex with Xander. Congratulations. Good for her.
Somebody had to do it.
Somebody had to do it.
Yes. Because Nicole, he was trying to get Nicole.
Yeah, she wouldn't do it. Wow, Nicole. I mean, the thing is, too, with Nicole, she doesn't have a problem with sleeping with anybody, really. I mean, considering some of the, you know, people she's been married to. I mean, she had sex with Victor, for crying out loud. I mean, Xander would have been a huge upgrade.
Yep.
Yeah.
But,
you have to talk about the banana.
Oh, my God. You can talk about the banana.
What's that?
You talk about the banana.
The banana. Well, in the where he was like having breakfast and took the muffin and then whatever, then Sarah left or something, and he gets a text from Leo saying, right before he got the text, he picks up the banana and he peeled the banana and he has it in his hand ready to take a bite of the banana, and he gets a text from Leo saying, have you considered my offer and about hooking up? And he looks at the text and looks at the banana, and the expression on his face is priceless. Like, I don't think I want this banana right now. But it was very clever, but, you know, very suggestive of how the writers like wrote that in. So I thought that was I think that was the scene
of
the week. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of Xander telling Leo to give him a stiff drink, and Leo says, "Oh yeah, I'll give you something stiff."
Yeah, he says. I know. And then Leo gets the champagne, pops the cork, and Xander says, "Don't be too quick to pop your cork." They're okay. So, yeah, there was a lot of. But I find them two to be hilarious. And then there was the one part where Xander was in bed and all of a sudden Leo, you know, hops in beside him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, that was funny. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you didn't watch this week, not only should you watch for the Half-Naked Men, but anything with Xander and Leo this week was just absolutely freaking hilarious.
Yep.
So. And even Victor was in there a little bit. He got some little, things in there with Xander and because Xander wants the CEO. That's the whole thing.
He wants the
CEO position.
Victor won't give it. Victor won't give it to him, even though Xander has information on Damira that he could give him.
It must not be that good. Yeah, he still won't give it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Victor doesn't know exactly what it is, though. He doesn't know exactly what Xander has.
I guess he doesn't know what it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's whatever Eve downloaded for him.
Yeah.
So, yes, he wants to be CEO bad, and then Xander figures, well, if Leo's married to Sunny, then Leo must have something pretty bad about on Sunny. So he thinks if he gets that information, then he could blackmail Vic into giving him the CEO position. So that's why Leo offered to give it to him if he has sex with him. Which I'm assuming that's going to be the video of Sunny and Will wrapping Leo up in a rug.
Yeah.
After they thought they killed him. Yeah. So.
Right.
Oh, waiting. I'm sitting here at Soap Digest. A nice shirtless picture of Xander.
Oh, no. Nice.
Really?
Yep.
There was a, Victor called Leo a bitch in heat.
Yeah.
That's the way he described that's why he described him looking at Xander was a bitch in heat. Bitch in heat.
Yeah.
So, it was funny. It was all good stuff. Oh, and then Xander and Sheila, that was awesome too.
Xander, yeah, they had a little flashback thing there of how he got, because he got released because they couldn't find the tape.
Yeah. So Ava has these Sade's tickets, and he offered them to go with Sheila, and she's like, "Are you asking me on the date? Or, you know, it's not against the rules." And Lonnie and Eli walk in, and that's when I tell them that the video footage of Xander shooting Marlena is not on the computer. And they were trying to figure out how it happened, and they said the only people who could have gotten it would have been John. And she goes, "Oh, yeah, John Black was here, and boy, is he sexy, and he has his accent." And they're like, what accent? And then you have a flashback of Xander and Sheila, and that was funny. And Xander was really turning on the charm with her. And basically she believed that he was John Black and gave him the password to get in, and he went in and deleted all the evidence against him. So basically everybody in town that was pissed off is Xander's a free man, but it was really funny. And I hope there's more Xander and Sheila stuff.
And Sheila still keeps her job after that.
And she still keeps her job. Go ahead.
She blackmailed Abe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. She said Abe asked her out on the date, and she gave him for sexual harassment, and Eli and Lonnie heard him, so he backed down and didn't fire her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of firing, poor did Trask read Hope to Abe. Man, she read Hope all the way up and down, saying how horrible the Salem PD is. Hope is botching all these cases, which is true.
Right. They're batting zero.
They're not getting anybody in jail. Gavin got away.
Yeah, they're all getting away with it, of course. So did Hope. Yeah. Oh, Hope is a pain in the butt right now. I can't stand her. Can anybody stand her? I can't stand her.
No.
And Rafe's leaving town. Is everybody happy about that?
Yeah.
No more Rafe. No more Rope. Rope is done. Hopefully soon. Yeah. I think the writers finally saw the light on that one with that couple. They've been beating that one, trying to make that work, and it just doesn't work.
I'm kind of hoping for Hope and Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that's where it's going.
Ted's got to bring something out of Hope that we haven't seen in a while. Hope is just completely passionless.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just obsessed with Ben, and she's she's depressing to watch. I can't watch her. It's cringing.
I'd say he's got the passion, so I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's got that
Maybe
down pretty
will.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, but I did feel bad for Hope when Rafe told her that he was leaving to go be with Johnny. And, she was crying. She's upset. And she's like, "I don't want you with Sammy. You know, you just slept with her recently." And he's trying to say, he's going to be there for Johnny.
I could see why she'd be upset.
Yeah. Well, I'd be upset too. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, too, like I was pointing out on Twitter, Lucas is there too. And the thing is, though, you know how Sammy is, though. When EJ's in the room, she doesn't see anybody else. So, I mean, she has thrown her kids out of the bus for EJ a few times. So, she's done it a lot. So, I guess EJ's not progressing, which is not a shock. It's not like we're going to see him on the screen anytime soon.
We're not going to see him. But, right.
No. Yeah, I mean, Rafe should have said no, in my opinion. I think, you know. I mean, yeah, I mean, Sammy says
that
she could have sent.
He will be back, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not permanent.
Yeah,
but,
this is just a temporary thing.
Yeah, Sammy could have sent Marlena. She could have sent Carrie. She could have sent somebody else. I mean, I know Rafe and Johnny have a really cute bond, but I mean, Sammy's got to change her priorities. I mean, if Allie's drinking and now Johnny's acting up, then, you know, she might want to start focusing on her kids. And poor Sydney, everybody forgot about her.
Yeah. What's going on with her?
Yeah, what happened to Sydney? So, but yeah, I actually really did feel bad for Hope during that whole thing. Because if I was her, I wouldn't be too happy with my husband leaving town to be with the woman he slept with just a year before. That's just, no. That's not good. But I did enjoy Trask telling Abe basically what a crappy job Hope's doing. And she was absolutely right. Everything she said was correct. Because she feels like is reflecting bad on her. Because, I mean, a lot of these cases aren't even going to court.
Now they're getting released on these. Yeah, because of their negligence, basically, the police department.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Stefan and
Stefan,
Gabby didn't actually even go into a jail cell. They just stayed in that office the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And, Stefan got the treason thing got dropped because somebody confessed.
Someone in Demir made somebody confess. Yeah, it's probably
somebody got paid.
Yeah. More like somebody got paid. Yeah.
Yeah, someone got paid
to take the fall for him. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, too, what I thought was odd was when Hope was making that deal with Stefan to try to get him to testify against Ben for kidnapping Gabby. I mean, it doesn't really work that way. He was facing federal charges. So even with him cooperating with Hope on a little kidnapping case, that's not going to help him at all with the feds. They're not going
to
care.
Right, and Hope doesn't have the power to do that, to give him, the feds. Yeah. So
that was kind of – and the thing is, too, Hope played that wrong. She could have maybe brought up Ben, and then she should have led him into him offering the deal. That's how you're supposed to play that.
Right.
She should have tricked him into trying to make a deal with her, and instead she tried to make a deal with him and put herself in a bad position because basically she was showing her cards that all she cared about was busting Ben.
But can't she still get Ben because she has Gabby's but Gabby basically told her it was Ben.
That's what I don't understand
why they'd never arrested him.
Because no one's going to believe Gabby because all the crap she did.
Yeah, I guess.
She ought to work for the police force. She'll fit right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
How'd you like the scenes with her and Stefan? Those were intense.
Oh yeah.
She wanted Gabby Sheik back, and he won't give it to her. So she got the poker. And she was going after him. So yeah.
Yeah. What
also
is it
the
with
scenes with her and Chad
with that poker?
What was that, Jen?
Sonny told Sarah to hit Xander with the poker if he got out of line.
So those were some good scenes.
Oh yeah.
And also the ones with her and Chad. chatting
yep.
Abby. Those were good scenes too. But I did hear in the spoilers that Stefan and Gabby get married.
Oh.
So I'm sure it's a business thing or whatever. I don't know. But although they would make a good couple. I always thought that way back in the beginning, even before Abigail.
I don't know.
Thought her and Gabby.
But we really don't know because Stefan's going to be a new actor, though.
It's going to be a different
actor.
Yeah, right.
True.
So we don't know how they're going to. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Tyler and Camilla together, but I don't want to get invested in them because.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah, how this guy's going to come in as Stefan. Mm-hmm. What do you think Haley's secret is?
I don't know.
That Trask is so upset about. You know, something that's going to ruin her career. You know what I mean? She has to keep this secret because. And she kicked her out. Now she's with JJ. And so I'm trying to figure out what it could be. And she says that she's her sister. She looks more like her mother than her
sister.
I thought it was her mother.
Yeah.
Is it going to come out she really is her mother with somebody? I don't know if that has something to do with it.
Mm.
That she's really not her sister.
Hey, do you guys think Leo could be John's son?
Oh, I hope
people
not.
Are thinking that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Isn't she supposed to be Diana? Well, she's Diana Cooper, but she was Diana Colville when she was on.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's not the same like Diana because I like Diana Colville. She wasn't nasty.
Yeah, I did too.
She wasn't nasty though. She was a good character. Now this one's coming on, and she's supposed to be. So I don't know. Maybe there's another connection.
Yeah.
You know, it's another. But John keeps having these kids pop up here. It's like, And it's kind of like Stefano now.
Yep.
It's bad at Stefano.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm still not interested in Haley at all.
Nah.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing it either.
No, and there's no chemistry between her and JJ.
No. There is. I still like JJ and Gabby. I always thought they were good together.
For the whole Haley thing, I kind of don't care. I mean, this better be one hell of a secret, but I just.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it could be.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know like how they handled the suicide attempt either, but I seriously doubt if a nurse overdosed on purpose on hospital grounds that, I mean, I know JJ covered up as much as he could, but, I mean, stuff goes around. I mean, she should have been admitted to the hospital and probably placed under, like, she should have been put in the psych ward, to be blunt about it.
Yeah.
Make sure she couldn't harm herself again. That's something, that's what they would have done at the end of the normal hospital.
They're giving her therapy with Marlena. That's all they're doing right now. Yeah.
But, I mean, she should have been in the psych ward for, 24, 48 hours, though. I mean, she should have been seriously evaluated, make sure she wasn't a threat to herself and make sure she had no means of killing herself. I didn't really like that whole thing. But, okay, let's see what else was going on Dave. We were talking about Diana. Will talked to Marlena as he felt awkward asking John to find Leo's mother. And so basically Will and John ended up reconciling because, the whole thing with Will staying with Paul when he'd rather have been with Sonny, and so that was upsetting. That was upsetting to John. So they all made up, and then John said he had some leave on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah. Also, what do you guys think about Judith Chapman, though, being Diana and not Jeannie Francis?
I don't think he fits the role. But her and
two different kinds of actresses. Two different, she usually do tap the, you know, like not a very, it sounds like she's not going to be a very nice character. She's Leo's mother and there's problems there. Where Diana and Jeannie Francis is the, you know, the good girl type. And that character wasn't originally good, wasn't a bad character. Unless they tell a story after she's, you know, after John, something happened, made her that way. That could be. I don't know. Or maybe it really isn't the same Diana. Maybe it's a different one. Maybe it's not.
No, it's the same Diana.
It
That's
is?
What they're saying. It's the same one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The thing is, though, too, even if they're trying to do a love triangle, I just can't see it with Drake and Judith. I could see maybe Drake and Jeannie again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to see
right.
them
if it
scene
would turn
together,
again,
but
not. No,
I agree.
They were one of my first favorite couples on Days. Roman and Diana.
And that's when he thought he was Roman, right?
Yeah.
That was when he was Roman. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say, actually, one of my favorite, well, pairings with Drake, well, it was Stacey Grease, and I liked John and Isabella a lot.
I liked John and Isabella, too.
Mm-hmm. I only liked him with Diana. I don't even really care for him with Morena. Mm. I always liked Roman and Morena better.
I did like Roman and Morena better, too.
The original.
But, I mean,
at this
original point,
Roman and Morena.
John,
Yeah,
I mean, at this point, though, John and Melina have been together so long, it just, you can't really see them with anybody else at this point. Yeah, they're solid.
Right. Yeah. That's like, you know, Steve and Kayla and even Jack and Jennifer. And still Bo and Hope for me. So it's
I want Bo back, but I don't think I'm going to get my way.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why Rope needs to end. We all know that. That marriage is just terrible. I mean, all they do is fight. And Rafe is always talking down to her and lecturing her. And at the same time, too, though, she is wrong. But it's just not a good relationship. And they're always at least Rafe. You know, admitted he didn't go see Johnny and didn't, like, just go out and do it. But that's why I don't have that much faith that maybe Hope and Ted would be a better couple. Because it just seems like Hope needs to be with a good guy. And, you know, she doesn't handle betrayal very well. And, you know, especially with all that stuff that happened with Aiden. So I can't see her being with a guy that's kind of shady.
Yeah.
Not like Ted. Yeah.
Hope and Abe.
I mean, no, he's too old for her. He's too old.
Hope and friends. That's a good family friend. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe, I think Hope should pull a Kate and she should just, you know, start dating for pleasure and, you know, not try to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Or they should bring back Patrick Lockhart, too. That was hot. Patrick and Hope were hot.
Oh, Patrick Lockhart. I forgot about that. Him, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
I don't know. I just think Hope's such a problem.
This is obsession about with Sierra, and now we have that's another thing. We have Sierra going off to see Theo. She broke up with Ben finally, but you know that's not going to be for long.
I have to say though, when Abby was warning Sierra and trying to get her to break up with Ben, I mean, if you look at it from a realism point of view, Abby is just absolutely correct about Ben.
Yeah.
Because basically,
oh yeah,
yeah, Sierra is just seeing his good side. That's the, you know, and
yeah.
he's gonna rope her in.
Side, for sure.
Well, yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, he could, you know, rope her in, and get her to fall in love with him, and then the dark side comes out, and then she can't get away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he does have a tendency of being obsessed. I mean, he was totally obsessed with Abby. So, yes, I mean, I'm glad that someone actually had that conversation with Sierra, but she needed to hear it.
Yeah, but Abby's just as bad as Ben.
Oh, yes,
true,
she is.
True. Yeah,
yes.
Her craziness could come out again, although it didn't this time. Everyone thought it did, but
yeah.
It didn't, so... But it still can.
Right. Right. And Sierra
and she ended up killing somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sierra
came back and, right. And she came back and said that. Right.
Yeah. And it's absolutely true because, I mean, Abby's gotten a huge pass. I mean, I don't really blame her for setting the bed on fire with Ben in it. I could see. I mean, he tortured her, and I could see why she would have lost it then.
Yeah,
but, I mean, she was totally stone-cold stable, though, when she killed Andre. And then,
yep.
So,
and did he
hug
him, too?
I'm sorry, what'd you
say? Or was he already drunk when she pretended to sleep with him?
Who'd she pretend to sleep with?
Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
That's right. I remember that. Abby and Austin. She had that obsession with him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
she
slept with EJ, too.
EJ,
So, when he was married. So, yeah, Abby has an interesting past.
Mm-hmm.
I guess say though, I mean, I'm enjoying Kate Mancy so much better in that role than Marcy Miller, and I'm enjoying Kate's wardrobe better too.
Yes, definitely.
No more Holly Hobby dresses. They gave those to Sarah.
The stuff Sarah's been wearing. And then she had her hair different too. She had it all curly. Oh no.
Yeah.
I like the straight. Yeah, looked different.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely an 80s look.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring the 80s back, bring the perms back. It looked like a perm.
I remember that.
I'm not sure how they
did
it.
Yeah,
it
did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, and but Demira so Chuck got appointed by the board to be CEO. But then Stefan got released and got the charges dropped, so now the CEO job is vacant.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Chin ought to take that job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good time for, like, Andre or Tony to, like, walk through the mansion and take over and, like, say, hey, kick you two out and I'm the one that's going to do this now.
So, well, Kristen.
It's a good time. Or,
Kristen.
You know she's alive out there somewhere, of course. Yeah.
And Kate turned the job down, right, and tried to make it up to Chad by giving him the job. Isn't that what happened?
Yeah.
I kind of missed part of that conversation. Yeah. You know, in my opinion, Kate would have been a better pick than Chad because Kate didn't get a fair chance
because
Andre
was
sabotaging her.
Down because she's feeling guilty. So she's trying to make up with Chad for what she did. Yeah, so. And then Ben came over and had a conversation with Chad, getting him to try to hire him as security now that he's, so that was interesting.
I'm glad Chad didn't do it because that would have been totally screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
I don't even know why Ben tried. Like, you tried to burn the guy alive. So why do you think he's going to hire you?
Go after his... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think Chad wants him anywhere near Abby and Thomas? I mean, come on. That was just messed up.
I mean, Chad gave him money to get out of town.
Seriously, that's what Ben should do. He should set up a GoFundMe account and just asking for donations for him to go out of town.
Yeah.
He probably would make a fortune. It's not a bad idea. So, oh boy. What was the highlight this week? What did you guys like the best?
Oh. Leo and Xander.
Yeah. Leo and Xander, yeah. And then I like the scenes with Gabby and Stefan and Gabby and Chad, yeah. She's really good, Camilla. I really like
her.
Whoever she's like paired with, she's good.
Yeah.
I like the
concerned
nasty
though.
Camilla. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The bad Gabby.
When we lose Kate Mancy, though, I mean, we're going to have a big void in that age group. I mean, they really should, you know, unless they're trying to fill it with maybe with Sarah a bit, but Sarah is not involved with the whole Gabby chat.
Chloe.
Yeah,
are we getting a Noelle?
Unless they bring Noelle on.
Yeah,
maybe, they could do. They mentioned her.
That'd be interesting.
Is that why? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think with Abby gone, I think that they need another woman in that age group. She can't have Gabby being the only piece out there. I need somebody.
Haley.
To find somebody different. I don't know. Trying to find somebody for poor JJ.
Oh, I guess there's... there's Lonnie. So I guess you have... Yeah, but it just seems like Lonnie and Gabby
Eli.
Just aren't really... Yeah, and there's Eli.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know there's going to be Abe and Sheila.
Yeah.
So.
I'm looking forward to them.
Trask.
Yeah, that just seems odd that they're giving Trask a storyline. It's like, why? What's the point?
I don't know.
They gave her
that Haley character, you know. Trying to put her with somebody, a connection with her in Salem, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't seen Maggie for a while, though. Maggie wasn't on at all this week, I don't think.
She was there when Sarah took Holly. Yeah, when Sarah took Holly to Eric.
What's that this week? Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Mm. Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen her reaction to Xander living in the house.
You know, have you noticed how many people live in the Kyriakos mansion?
Holy crap.
I mean, they're all there. Like, they're all like, get your own place. You're all adults. So I saw that online. So there are all these adults living there.
Yeah.
Like, can't you get your place? It's like, I don't know. I just find it funny.
Well, is Brady living there or not? I'm assuming Brady's not living there.
Brady moved out. I think he finally left with Eve at one time and never went back, I don't think. Like him and Eve moved out, but I don't think he ever moved back in when they broke up. I don't know.
And
where is he
Susan
at?
Banks? Yeah, where's he living? What happened to Susan Banks? Wasn't she living there too?
Yeah, she was living there too. Well, yeah, she left, I guess. Yeah, she left. She's back. She's back in where? Nashville? she was at, or Memphis, or wherever she was at, wherever wherever Elvis was at. Where, Jen?
She went to visit Sammy and EJ.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you. Where EJ's being recovering or whatever. Yeah. Okay, that's where she's at. Yeah, because she was there too.
Yeah.
Funny, and I can't lose Dina because Gabby was staying there too.
Yeah, she was with Ari.
I think
Ari's still.
Yeah,
Ari's
I don't think
still
she
living
is
there.
Now.
Yeah.
Funny, and of course Adrian and Justin. And Sarah now, Xander, Leo,
and Leo.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Jeez. Yeah, and Brady was there, but I don't think he moved out. I'm not sure where he's at.
Oh, Justin and Adrian.
The Salem man. Yeah, they're there. I know. It's like everybody's at the Kiriakis. There's not too many in the Demira Mansion, just a few. Stefan, really, I think.
And Chad now.
It's Stefan, Chad.
I get Chad now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to do something with the Demiras. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yes.
You have basically two faux Demiras fighting over Demira, and there's no Demiras from birth there. Or any legacy, you know, just Demiras that have been on the show for 20, 30 years. I mean, it's stupid.
No, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care. Bring somebody into the fold. Someone had to have kids somewhere. Bring Amy. Come on. She's dumb. I mean, I don't like Stefan. I don't like Chad. It's just a sad state for the Demira family. It's just bad. It needs to be fixed. I mean, I know, Chad's leaving too. Perfect. So we're just going to have Stefan.
Yeah, and he's leaving
after
too.
After Chad leaves.
Yeah. And we're going to get a new Stefan, so we don't know how this actor is going to fit into. I'm sure he'll do fine, but.
Yeah.
I mean, that character was created out of the blue.
Yeah. So if you're not going to have Chad, Kristen, Tony, Andre, Lexi, what, Peter? I mean.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
So basically, you just have Stefan
alive out there
at,
somewhere.
Yes, in the summer, we're just only going to have Stefan as the only Demira in town. That's just messed up.
Yeah. No.
How long before
they get smart?
Together?
What's that, Jen?
Before him and Kate sleep together.
Stefan and Kate. Yeah, how's that? That hasn't happened. Yeah.
Oh. Now maybe
that's
they should recast EJ and bring EJ back.
Well, yeah, there's been talk about that too.
If James Scott
EJ
is absolutely
recast.
Never, if James Scott's not going to come back, then but of course Allison's not going to commit to another contract either. But
yeah.
I mean, you need somebody for Demira, or they're going to end up losing that family, and then who are you going to blame everything on if you don't have the Demiras?
I go for Tony and Anna.
I would love
Tony and Anna would be good. Tony and Anna.
And
they come back one time before, they can come back again.
Yep.
Yeah, and bring back Carrie and her son and Austin.
Austin can stay.
Oh, yeah, they haven't been on for a while.
Oh, no. We need Patrick Muldoon back.
Patrick Witch Austin. Yeah, okay. You like that? Yeah, Patrick Muldoon Austin. Yeah.
I like.
Patrick hasn't been tweeting that much. Mm. He used to be just hilarious on Twitter. Yeah, I just catch him every once in a while. I think he said he was in Switzerland last he tweeted. I'm not sure, though.
Mm.
So. Okay, so we have a lot to look forward to next week.
Oh, wow.
We got Leo and Xander.
Oh, and Dave's got renewed.
Oh, yes, and Dave's got renewed.
Yeah.
And the viewership has improved over the prior year. So that's great, too. Their viewership's increasing.
That's mm-hmm. good.
It is good.
Yeah. All right. Let's hope for more.
Okay.
Half Naked Men next week.
Yes.
More
definitely.
Xander.
More Xander.
Yeah.
It was Xander.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Xander. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Sure. Good night. Good night.